music from pianist, composer, and arranger Matt Herskowitz. He's known for uniquely combining the technique of classical virtuoso with his prowess in jazz, world music, and free improvisation. Through that, he's carved out a unique and personal voice within all of music. Over the course of the last decade, Matt has produced a series of critically acclaimed recordings, performed around the world, and collaborated with top classical, jazz, and pop artists. For Matt's second solo album, Mirror Image, put out by Just In Time Records, he wanted to explore what's become an increasingly prominent theme in his playing and compositions, the reconciliation of his jazz and classical sides. Now, he's put out Bach and Schumann arrangements, a Chopin project with a jazz trio, and worked with material from Gershwin and Brubeck. But this time, he didn't want to favor one genre over the other. The results are simply gorgeous, and he will perform at the Jazz Bistro to showcase the recording tomorrow. It's my pleasure to welcome Matt Herskowitz to the new Classical FM.
Hello.
Great to have you here, and loving listening to your music right now. It's just
thank you, a
beautiful, beautiful recording. What a career. The recordings, the collaborations, the Jerusalem Trilogy, jazz, classical, Juilliard. It's been a real life in music for you.
Yeah, it has already. Wow, you've listed everything.
We have really nothing left to talk about. There it is. Originally from New York, but made Montreal home about 20 years ago. What was that decision all about?
Well, it was a sort of a mixture of personal and professional, and I would say that the professional was the deciding factor in that move.
It obviously worked out for you.
It did. I was living in New York City at the time.
Yeah.
And the personal part is that my ex-girlfriend at the time was from Montreal. And
I figured there might be something in this story. Yeah.
She was laid off from her job in New York and had to go back.
Okay.
It was 1999. And that had happened in 98. So in January, we moved back. Well, I moved to Montreal and she moved back.
Right.
And I was really excited about it, though, because there were nothing much was happening. I'd spent 10 years in New York. And, you know, there was some really exciting stuff that had happened early on in, you know, the first 5 or 6 years. But for around 4 years, I was a gigger.
Right.
And apparently, behind my back, some people were calling me the club date king.
All right.
And this is not something you ever want to be called. You don't want to have this nickname.
You want to move, you know, in a slightly different direction than that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, obviously, living in New York, I had to make a lot of money. I did a lot of club dates. And in 97, I came up to do a music festival, a classical music, chamber music festival called Orford Music. It's Orford was it is in the Eastern Townships in Quebec,
right?
Not too far from Montreal.
Yeah.
So it's in sort of the Sherbrooke area, and it was a great festival. And in that festival, I won two concerto competitions, and that got me a recording with I Musici di Montréal,
right?
Of a Glazunov second concerto.
We play a great amount of that music here. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. And so one thing led to another with that, and there turned out to be quite a few performing and composing opportunities up here. Plus, when I got up here, people were very eager to collaborate with me.
And, I mean, I hear that about Montreal all the time. I speak to musicians who've made home base there, and there does seem to be a music for music's sake, personality to the town. And of course, you want to do well, and you want to have it be a professional life. But at the same time, people truly love to make art there, which I love. I touched on
a little,
but we look at all your projects from Bach to Chopin to all the jazz greats you've channeled and performed, your original compositions. What did you want to do with this particular record?
Okay, so at first I wasn't quite sure. This was
second solo album.
So it was proposed by Jim West, so Just In Time. Well, hey, Matt, let's do another solo album. Okay, great. What'll I do? And while I'm thinking about it, these these like strangely familiar melodies start floating around in my head, just random times in my dreams, whatever. Yeah. And I didn't immediately recognize what they were, but then I realized that they were like my really old tunes. And I figured there was a reason that they were swinging around my head. So
you should be lucky. It's not easy. Sometimes it's easy to forget those pieces. You know, they just disappear with time.
I had completely forgotten about them until this. So something, I guess, about this project kind of sparked them.
I like that.
Yeah, me too. So I thought, oh, this is interesting. Like I certainly hadn't been interested in those tunes for a long time. So long, I'd pretty much forgotten about them, and now they're coming back. So okay, well, maybe it's time to revisit them, like, you know, 20 years later, and see how they are. So I started playing around with them, and some really interesting stuff was coming out. And I realized that what else could I do on the album? I thought, well, this would go really well with my current classical arrangements.
Sure.
And I had a project that was called the Ravel-Gershwin Connection. Or Revelation, as the Barry Jazz and Blues
Very
Fest
good,
called
yeah,
it.
Very good, yeah, a little play on words.
Exactly. And I had done the concerto in G for that, and I thought, you know, the second movement would be a great solo arrangement.
Hmm.
So I did that, and then I was looking at Jim West wanted some Satie, so I was listening to Satie, and the Nocian number 1 seemed like the best option. It's very famous. But it also seemed like it spoke to me the most in what I could do. And as I was playing around with the melody, I realized that it's nearly identical to another melody,
right.
Schubert's Moments Musicales number 3 in F minor. And so I said, okay, well, let's try a medley.
Let's put them all together.
Let's put them together, yeah. So I did that. And then I had another project that was called From Gottschalk to Gershwin. So Louis Moreau Gottschalk music, it's centered on. And I thought one of his pieces, The Last Hope, would be perfect because it became a beautiful church hymn.
We're playing some of that music on the program tomorrow. So how about
awesome,
that?
Yeah, awesome.
Look at that.
And I thought, okay, why don't I play that and put in a gospel jam in it? So, and that's pretty much what the album, these 6 original tunes and those 3 classical
pieces. Put together with these pieces. Well, it's titled Mirror Image. You're playing tomorrow night at the Jazz Bistro, 5:30 to 7:30.
That's right. It's the launch.
It's going to be beautiful. And I think people are in for a real treat. You are just an outstanding talent, and I really appreciate you taking a few moments to take us inside this record. I really recommend you have a listen to it. By the way, Jazz Bistro at 251 Victoria Street in downtown Toronto tomorrow night, 5:30 to 7:30. And Matt Herskowitz will perform. By the way, Matthew Herskowitz, have I got this right? No, mattherskowitzpiano.com for more info. And the new album, Mirror Image, just out via Just In Time Records. Shall we listen to something from it? No, this is Ballade.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. And somewhere in there, some Chopin, is that right?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, this was so long ago, I'm not sure anymore, but I think this was loosely inspired by Chopin's fourth Ballade.
All right,
which has the same lilting rhythm as this.
All right, from Mirror Image, this is Ballade. And I want to say thanks so much, Matt. Thank you for being here.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.